Well, welcome to the Old Testament reading this week. And it's found in Isaiah chapter 9. And I put on the bulletin 9 verses 1 through 4. Now, I made reference to this Isaiah prophecy in my message because it's part of the New Testament scripture that we also list, as I read in Matthew. But chapter 9, and I want to do it not only 1 through 4, but I want to take it up to verse 7, because this is the hope that we have in Messiah. Hear God's Word, New Living Translation, chapter 9, verses 1 through 7. Nevertheless, that time of darkness and despair will not go on forever. The land of Zebulun and Naphtali will soon be humbled. But there will be a time in the future when Galilee of the Gentiles, which lies along the road that runs between the Jordan and the sea, will be filled with glory. The people who walk in darkness will see a great light, a light that will shine on all who live in the land where death casts its shadow. Israel will again be great, and its people will rejoice as people rejoice at harvest time. They will shout with joy like warriors dividing up plunder. For God will break the chains that bind his people and whip discourages them, just as he did when he destroyed the army of Midian with Gideon's little band. And in that day of peace, battle gear will no longer be issued. Never again will uniforms be bloodstained by war. All such equipment will be burned. For a child is born to us, a son is given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. These will be his royal title: Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. In verse 7, his ever-expanding, peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David. The passionate commitment of the Lord Almighty will guarantee this. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing of the prophecy and the hope of Messiah in Isaiah chapter 9.